We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming in from NBC Sports Boston, our friend Gary Tengway. Hello there, Gary.
Hey, Richie, how you doing? I love both of those guys, Mike Love and Manny.
They were great. You know, both of them have the reputation of being a little bit maybe prickly at times, but they were great with us.
Well, no one's prickly with you, Rich. By the way, how old is Mike Love?
Mike Love is, I believe, turning 79 in the next week or so.
He's the only one left, right?
Oh, no. There's Brian. No. Brian Wilson's still out there and still touring. And yeah, quite a few of the originals. Al Jardine's still out there doing his thing. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, we'll see. Coronavirus is going to take some folks out, so who knows?
Oh, my God, almighty.
How are things in the big city? How are people adjusting down in the Boston area?
You know, I can only tell you that I'm fine. I've, you know, been in the same clothes for 4 days. I only changed my shirt when I Skype from my house. I've been Skyping into London for Sky Sports. We've been Skyping into NBC Sports Boston from our house. I'm good, you know. Because I'm basically lazy and, you know, not having to leave the house is pretty cool. So far, the kids are okay. I think people are, you know, because I haven't been out and talked to a lot of people. I think people are kind of humbled by this a little bit or taken aback, like, oh, we're not going to mess with this. So I think people are just kind of chilling and not saying too much. No one's complaining, let me put it that way.
No, and I think that's probably the best course of action here going forward, and we'll, you know, hope for the best. And I think planning for a while, we were told today around here that schools will not be open anytime before the end of April.
Yeah, I mean, we're done. End of April?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, we're at least 2 weeks away. Our kids are going to be home another 2 weeks. I don't know. It's probably going to be longer after that. Fortunately, with online homework, they've been able to keep fairly busy. I'm watching my son right now. He's in the front yard restring a lacrosse net, and he's pretty bummed out because spring lacrosse has been delayed, like a lot of sports.
Right.
But, you know, so far so good. The kids have almost killed each other only a couple of times.
Well, that's good. That's very good. See, I've only got the one, so it's a question of whether he'll get us first or we take him out.
My money's on him.
I think so. No question about that. Well, at least we've got some sports to keep us occupied, although not all the news for New England fans has been great. Well, you've been saying it for months. You said all along that Tom Brady was gone. Were you surprised that Tampa Bay was the destination, or were there just not that many options out there for him?
I was surprised. I was putting my money on Tennessee. I've come to learn after the fact that Tennessee started negotiating with Tannehill after the Super Bowl. That surprised me. I thought that Vrabel would be a perfect landing spot for Tom because they knew each other well. They knew each other so well that they could have a knockdown, drag-out fight like they used to during practice and just let it slide and hug it out. So I thought that was going to be a good working relationship. I thought that it would have been great for Tom with an offensive line and a running back, receivers, and Brady joins Tennessee, and they're going to the Super Bowl, or they're a contender for the Super Bowl.
Right.
I didn't think Tampa would be real. I figured they'd make a play, but I didn't see him going there. And, you know, it turned out to be true. There wasn't a market for him. It seems as though it came down to Tampa and San Diego, or Los Angeles.
We didn't see this. We didn't see it going the way it did, but most everybody, well, I think most reasonable people thought it was a pretty good bet he would be gone. So there's been some time to emotionally prepare for this, but not the only losses. And there are changes in the roster every season. Outside of Brady, who's the biggest departure from this team so far?
Oh, wow. If Devin McCourty had left, there's an attachment there. I don't think there's an attachment with Kyle Van Noy. He'd been here for a while. I think he'd been a fan favorite, but I think that he's replaceable. Jamie Collins had not been the player that he once was. He's gone. Daron Harmon was a familiar name. I don't think anybody comes close to Brady, you know, but those are the only names that come to mind. But I don't think those are earth shattering. I think those were almost expected.
All right. So who's the quarterback next year?
Yeah. I think it's Sid the Kid, man. It's Sid the Kid. Bill's been talking about him, pumping him up, saying he's been doing a good job. I think he likes him. I think he likes him. Phil Perry from NBCSportsBoston.com. You guys want to go online, everybody's got time to do it. He's done a great job profiling this kid and breaking down a lot, breaking down his preseason passes, what Bill has to say about him, you know, his history coming out of high school. He was one of the top two quarterbacks recruited. Things didn't work out at his original college. He transferred into a system collegiately that wasn't perfect for him, but Bill likes him a lot. And I think whoever comes in, whether it's Andy Dalton, well, Foles got traded to Chicago, but if it's an Andy Dalton, he's just there to help, you know, this kid get ready. I think it's him. I think Bill really likes him. I think he's going to go with the kid.
He may not be initially.
He may have like a veteran in there as a placeholder, but I think he believes he has his quarterback.
We're talking with Gary Tanguay here on Downtown. The news came out in the last couple of days that Chris Sale would have that Tommy John surgery. Why didn't he just race to get this done a few weeks ago when the initial news came out? Or was he just hoping, hanging out of that last straw, that maybe he wouldn't need it?
I don't know, Rich. What the Red Sox do when it comes to injuries and how they handle things, I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I mean, for everything that they've done right, and they have done some things right, I think they get a bum rap. You know, as I've told you before, four World Series championships in 20 years, and before that in our lifetime, they had never come close. But, man, when it comes to either PR or signings or, you know, talking about injuries or handling injuries, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't compute. Like, okay, now there's no season, so now we can go on to the knife. It makes no sense to me. Like, why would you delay it? If you thought this was coming, just get it over with.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
I have no answer.
No, I don't either. But in some weird way, has all of this taken a huge load of pressure off the Red Sox that, you know, the season likely is not going to start till summer, if at all? Man, it couldn't have come at a better time as far as they're concerned.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's definitely a rebuilding year for them. And I you're a baseball freak, but I never get into baseball mood until June 1st anyways. So I think it does. Yeah, it does take some pressure off the Sox, and I think it's going to be good for some of their players. I think a shorter season is going to be better for them. But I just don't, you know, I don't know if the Red Sox receive the same pressure that they used to. You know, I still think it's an older demographic sport. I still think that it will be a Patriots town for a while. I think the Celtics are going to get a lot of attention. The base, you know, I just don't know a lot of young people that are baseball fans the way we used to be.
Right. No, I agree.
You know,
completely.
There used to be so much pressure on the Red Sox, so much. I mean, it was brutal. I'll tell you, man, when Dan Shaughnessy retires, it's going to be a sad day. He is the last. You know, he's the last of the guys that can really take it to him.
Well, let me ask you this, Gary. With Mookie gone, with Tom Brady gone, who now takes the mantle as the most important professional athlete in Boston?
It is a great question, Rich, and I think that is a problem. And that's why I think that while I want Brady to really stick it up Bill's butt, you know, because we always root for the underdog, and here, especially for old guys like us, it's a great question. And it's not good for those of us in the media. We need that personality. We need that star, whether it was Larry Bird or Mo Vaughn or Tom Brady, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett. You know, the Celtics have good players, but there's no star. The Bruins, you know, Bergeron, you know, but they don't. The Bruins are all pretty much nice guys.
Right,
Marchand's a guy who could be a personality. We don't have any personalities. That's my thing. There's always like a personality. It's always like, we don't have any. I mean, Jason Tatum, God doesn't say boo. I don't know, Rich. It's not good. It's not good. It's just like, okay, now what do we do?
Right.
But because in Boston, we need more. This is why I love our fan base. We need more than just somebody who's good. We want a star. We want a celebrity. We want a personality. We want somebody who not only is going to hit it out of the park, but say something after the game that engages us. You know, we've always had that. If we we just, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Counting on you guys to find that person and let us know.
We're going to have to find it. You know, Marcus Smart, you know, is who's tested positive. Geez, how do these NBA guys get all these tests that are hard to
find? Amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing what money will buy it. But, like, Marcus is like, he's a guy that's always good for some fire, but he's not a great player, you know? I don't know. It kind of sucks. You know, like, I mean, you know, we used to get, here's the thing is, like, on a Wednesday, we used to get an unbelievable rating just to replay Brady's press conference.
Oh, I'm sure.
And Belichick's press conference back to back. And they never said anything. I mean, people would get home and they would turn on NBC Sports Boston and they'd just play the whole thing and they'd watch it. And that's gone. You know, that's gone.
Well, changing times, but you guys will recover, yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not doing very good, Rich. You have a lot of great questions, and I'm doing a pretty crappy job.
No. Nothing could be further from the truth. But look, this is why they tell you don't work in your pajamas, Gary.
Yeah, or don't work without pants.
I say this because it's a pajama day. Well, or what's the official title, Gary?
Pajama day.
Pajama day here at the station. The skeleton crew who's in. So I'm the only one wearing regular clothes here today.
Because you're the grown-up.
I don't wear pajamas. You don't want me in here in what I sleep in. Trust me.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Well, Gary, be well. Stay safe, my friend. Appreciate you making time for us, and we'll connect with you again very soon.
Well, Rich, I'm going to go online. I'm going to listen to those two interviews.
There you go. Mandy Patinkin coming up around 4:30. Mike Love at 5:05. You got it.
Well, keep up on the good work because we're going to need it without any sport.
Yeah, you're darn right.
Moving to the Rich Kimble Power Hour.
There you go. Thanks, Gary. See you soon.
See you, bye.
It's Gary Tanguay here on Downtown NBC Sports Boston.